Beloved, a deeply rooted belief that I have to do and have to be something to feel love has come to the surface. And now, when the role I have been living is gone, I feel very naked, vulnerable, and deeply insecure. Suddenly, I am nothing, and it is frightening. But out of this nothingness, I feel the growth of a totally new maturity, a strength coming from my open heart, from my vulnerability and softness. I'm very fascinated and thrilled by it. I have the sensation of standing on my own 2 feet without any security, but still feeling a deep support holding me. As I feel more in myself, I am learning now that it is about allowing myself to be open and feel, to feel all the sorrow of being buried so early in my life. Many times lately, I feel I'm going back into my childhood memories, and I feel it again, just as I felt it like a child in that moment. And I'm learning, and I'm also forgetting sometimes, to always come back, fall into and rest in this silent heart, which is growing after getting more and more space, and which is always there waiting for me. Actually, it's more and more becoming my true home. I don't know what to say. I always get afraid when I feel separation, afraid of not being able to feel the love again. But with this experience, I feel the deepening of the trust that can accept more and more everything that is there, and realizing more and more that nothing of that is me. I am the space behind it. I'm learning the art of being open. Thank you so much. In gratefulness and with love, Mudini. That is the whole art of the Master, to open you to existence, to love, to life, to God, to insecurity. Life is very insecure. And that is beautiful, but because you have been so afraid, so protected, so dead, you don't have the courage to live. That is the new dawn. That's what everybody is talking about. All the mystics, from Jesus to Buddha to Osho, you have to die. You have to be reborn. You have to die to that old, which is really dead. Security is dead, is boredom. And that's what everybody is after. Why? Because they are afraid. They don't have the intelligence, they don't have the guts, they don't have the love to live. That's the whole work of the masters, to try to open you to life. That in spite of the fear, something starts happening, that you see you have the courage. Because the fear will be there, but in spite of it, you have felt something else. That is true strength. But nobody can do it for you, it happens by itself. That is the mystery that nobody can see from the outside. But it's happening. You say a deeply rooted belief that I have to do and have to be something to feel love has come to the surface. And everybody is in that game. You will learn that you have to do. You have to do something, and you have to be something. How can you get peace if you're always going to be something different from what you are? And this is how everybody has gone astray. Everybody wants to be something else. Then it will be always restlessness, uneasiness in your being. And you're trying desperately to do things. You can't do. You can just be. You can just accept yourself. You can just relax. But that nobody has told you. And when somebody tells you, when I tell you, then you hear the words, but it doesn't go in. It takes time for it to go in. And it's a totally different thing when you get nourished, when it becomes part of you, or if it's just in the mental mind. It has to sink in to the heart, to the being. And that is what is happening. Now you start seeing the difference. A deeply rooted belief that I have to do and have to be something to feel love has come to the surface. And I have to bring everything to the surface. And if you really want to be happy, then you will be happy, whatever comes to the surface. It's in you. And now when the role I have been living is gone, I feel very naked, vulnerable, and deeply insecure. Know this role that you've been living, that you were thinking were you, but it was just a role. You don't even know who have taught that to you. From the unconscious parents, from the society, from the teachers, from your friends, from your family. The blind is leading the blind. It's not their fault, they are also blind. But this is how you've been swallowing it. And that's why it's so difficult to get out of it. Because everybody is... It is like everybody is hypnotized. Now when the role I have been living is gone, I feel very naked, vulnerable, and deeply insecure. And nobody wants to feel this. Everybody wants to feel very secure, very strong, protected. That's why nobody comes to this point. Very, very few people come to that point. That is what is happening with the Master. That in spite of yourself, you have the courage to undress, to become naked again. And again, that is how it is to be born. You have to be born again. You have to be fresh. Like a child, Jesus said. Let the children come to me. They understand. This is still in you, but you are so protected. There's so many layers and layers, not only of clothes, but of armor and china walls and ideas and projections and fear and anger. And all that has to go. And when that go, then you feel very naked, vulnerable and deeply insecure. That is beautiful. Now you become clean again. I'm very happy. It's working. That's why I'm here. That you have the courage to be insecure again. And then you will get a totally different understanding. Now you start being alive again. Now you start being sensitive again. And you are a human being, and the heart is vulnerable. And life is insecure. Anything, anytime, anything can happen. That's why you need awareness. Suddenly, I am nothing, and it's frightening. Yeah, for the first time now, you start feeling yourself instead of all that has been imprinted in you. Now for the first time you can start making your own path. It's your own experience. Now it's your life. Up till now it's just been a lot of other ideas. Where are you? You are lost in all those dreams, all these roles that you've been acting, that you were taught was yours. Suddenly I'm nothing and it's frightening, but out of this nothingness I feel the growth of a totally new maturity, a strength coming from my open heart, from my vulnerability and softness. And this is the true strength, because it's yours. All the other were false. It belonged to other people. What strength has ideas? You trying to live up to ideas. Unconsciously, maybe from your mama, your papa, your society, your religion, your so-called spiritual ideas, from society, from the neighbors. People try in all kinds of stupid ways to fit in, because they're afraid to stick out. It means that you're afraid to be yourself. But out of this, a totally new maturity. Yes. And that is the only way you can become mature, you can become wise, is to be yourself. That's why everybody is immature. They look grown up, but they are not. They are more dumb than children, because they even lost their innocence. They are just robots. And these people are running the world, and this is the people you're listening to, and this is the people you think you're going to vote to. Should I vote for the left ones or the right ones? It makes no difference. They are all unconscious. They are immature, arguing between themselves, taking it very serious, their ideas. The more immature you are, the more you talk. The more mature, the more quiet. A strength, a new maturity, a strength coming from my open heart, from my vulnerability and softness. And that's again why I all the time say the whole work is to get you from the head to the heart. Then you start understanding what I'm talking about. That is a whole new beginning. Because now you can start listening to the wisdom of the heart. That's where it starts. Everything else is just a preparation. Now you have crossed a line. Now it's impossible to go back because now you have realized something. You have started becoming mature. Up to that moment, people can come and they can go because they haven't tasted how it is to be steady. You haven't tasted how it is to be dedicated to the heart. You haven't tasted love. You haven't been courageous enough to be insecure, naked. Now it's a joy. Now we can go together. Now you can be more aware of your mind. That you are not the mind. You want to listen to something else. You want to become mature. I'm very fascinated and thrilled by it. Yes, that is the right way. I have the sensation of standing on my own two feet without any security. For the first time, you start standing on your own two feet. But you've been walking on your feet for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. But not your feet. And this is how the normal life is. You've been standing on the feet, but it's not your feet. And that's why you're unsteady. And you're going to die like that. That is how the ordinary world is. Nobody is standing on their own feet. When you start standing on your own feet, then you start getting contact with Mother Earth. Then you start getting a totally different presence. Then you start feeling you belong. It's your feet. That is the right way, Mudini. I feel thrilled by it. It is thrilling. I have the sensation of standing on my own two feet without any security, but still feeling a deep support holding me as I feel more in myself. I'm learning now that it's about allowing myself to be open and feel. To feel all the sorrow of being buried so early in my life. Yeah, and now many memories, many feelings, many pictures might come up. Because now you have opened a door now. It's very difficult when you are so closed, when you are part of it, you can't see. You have to have a distance to the movie. If you're sitting too close to the screen, you can't see. And everybody is too close to the screen. You have to have a little distance. Then you can start seeing. And then the dramas can start playing by themselves. And it will come up from your unconscious. And that's again why I have all these different techniques. It's nothing to do with meditation as such. It's just a preparation. Because you have to unburden yourself. You have to unburden your body, your mind, your mental body, your emotional body. You have to just become naked again, innocent. That is the whole work. Then is a totally new chapter starting. And I'm waiting for that. And I'm very happy when it's happening. And it's happening more and more. And the new people, they have to start catching up if they want to join. Allowing myself to be open and feel. And again, who is allowing themselves to be open and feel? Everybody is afraid of feelings. Everybody is in control. And you have to feel. Only by feeling you get free of feeling. The feelings will be still there, but then they will function beautifully because they are true to the moment. You are not unburdened with all these things from your childhood and the past and all the scars that you've been protecting. I'm learning how now that it's about allowing myself to be open and feel, to feel all the sorrow of being buried so early in my life. And so many people have been buried early in their life. That's why so much therapy and techniques and primal screams and mothers and fathers and family dramas that you have to free yourself with. You are grown up now, but don't have it in the system. No, also, that's why I wanted this family constellation here. Because it can be helpful for many people to see these patterns. You have to learn from all different ways so you can see the old roles you've been playing. If you don't understand your situation, you will never be free. You have to see your own situation and move on. Out of clear seeing, you can see where you go further. You have to see things as they are. Not just think about it or dream about it. You have to see it. No, you know. That is maturity. It's your own experience. And it can be very helpful to bring all this up. Many times lately, I feel I'm going back into my childhood memories. And I feel it again, just as I felt it like a child in that moment. That's beautiful. It is a time on the path where all this comes up. Is many, many different layers. And this is one of the layers where all these memories and feelings from the childhood comes up. You have to unburden yourself. It is great. It's like you're letting out all the steams, all the ghosts. Let them fly. But you see them. When they fly away, you see them. Why? You can only do that when you have the trust, when you have the love, when you have the courage to do it. Otherwise, you want to hide it, no? Many people, they're afraid of the dark, of the ghost, no? You will always be afraid if you don't face them. Hello, Mr. Ghost. What is your name? Oh, what a strange handshake. I think you're dead, mister. Maybe it's time to move on. Many ghosts, they are very confused. They don't even know that they are dead because they are so identified with the physical when they are here. They don't know anything of the beyond. Then they get stuck. So instead of being afraid, you can help the poor ghost. And then suddenly you have a friendly ghost. Haven't you heard about the friendly ghost? What was the name of the friendly ghost? Gaspar the friendly ghost! Yeah, that's how it is. You change it from something very fearful to something cozy. That's the art. That's what I'm doing with you. For being very sad and burdened, make you very happy, peaceful, beautiful. Oh my God, and the worst time is that you're resisting as good as you can. You're so hard with me. Some people said, even ruthless. How can you do? Oh, he doesn't, the master doesn't understand me. That's why when you cross that line, it's very easy to be understood. Because there's no confusion then. Because it's not the mind that rules the show. It's something else that starts taking over. Then everything is very clear. And there can be no misunderstandings. Then it's very easy. Many times lately I feel I'm going back into my childhood memories, and I feel it again just as I felt it like a child in that moment. And I'm learning. I'm also forgetting sometimes. Yeah. We didn't build Rome in a day, they say. That's how it also is. Sometimes when you feel, oh no, I'm finished. Oh, everything is fine. Even some people, oh, I'm enlightened. And what happened to that enlightenment? Suddenly it's gone again. I'm learning and I'm also forgetting sometimes to always come back, fall into and rest in the silent heart, which is growing after getting more and more space, and which is always there waiting for me. That is the only technique you need. Now, you can play with anything, but when you first have remembered, then it's the whole thing to bring yourself back. If it many things in the way, then you have to do many things. You have to work on many different directions because you are crowded. The more and more you become back to oneness, then it's just to come back then. Actually, it's more and more becoming my home. I don't know what to say. I always get afraid when I feel separation. Afraid of not being able to feel the love again. But with this experience, I feel the deepening of the trust that can accept more and more everything that is there. And realizing more and more that nothing of that is me. I'm the space behind. I'm learning the art of being open. Thank you so much in gratefulness and with love, Mudini. Now you see the difference, and this has been your problem before, Mudini, that this deeply, and most people have it, this deeply rooted belief that you have to do, and you have to do, be something, someone, to feel love, or be loved, and then you get very tired. And that has been your dilemma. Because it's been a conflict. Because it hasn't been real. From this space, it's no problem. Everybody have more than enough energy. But it has to be you who does it. It has to be your reality that does it. You can't try. You've been trying your whole life. Then it's an effort. It has to be that maturity. your own intelligence, your own consciousness that is taking over. And when you feel that, then you understand, this is why I'm here. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Then you will feel a lot of energy. Because there's no more conflict. You are total. Up to then you will always be split. It's too much you then. Do I need this? Or do I need that? Or I have to take care of myself? And all these things. No, just be available. And when you know, then you will have a lot of energy. It doesn't matter what you do. And this is the place where you're learning, where you can practice it, to function in a new way. It doesn't. If you disappear back to your farm and just in the cave, then it's easy, then the old can easily come down. Now is the time, experiment, to be new. This is the whole function of being with the master, of being a sannyasin, to have the courage to go beyond the known, into the unknown. And when you start feeling, getting the taste of it, it tastes good, then you want more then. And you're not afraid of eating more then. The mind is always afraid, but when you first have tasted, then it's easy then to live in insecurity, because insecurity means that also you enjoy the beauty, you enjoy freedom, you enjoy spontaneity, you enjoy the unknown, and then you have to become more alert. You can't be so sleepy in insecurity. You have to be much more alert. And most people are very, very sleepy. They don't need to be alert. I want you to be very alert. I want to bring you up so you can see, above the clouds. You see the vision clear. Don't complain if you get your clothes get torn a little bit when I take you through the bushes. You wanted to come, remember? Have a little more trust, just hang on. You have no idea what will happen when you come out from the bushes. Then you see, whoo. Beloved, it was super strong in satsang for me when you told us the Sufi story. You took away the blindfold from my eyes. I was blind in anger, in pain, blaming the other and not seeing clearly what it is in myself that I have to look at. Today I felt my ego with all my truth. I could see it, and all what I think is right and wrong was being crushed. Thank you, beloved. I love you. In deep gratitude, Dipani. I know, Dipani. That's why it's going good. Again and again, I will take away the blindfold. And isn't it nice to see? It's very good. Now you see love again now. Now you see truth again. Instead of anger, pain, blaming. All what I think is right and wrong being crushed. I have to crush it. And I'm just happy you understand that the crushing is good. It's not anything hard that is getting crushed. It's like grapes, no? Then you get good wine. Then we can drink. Okay? You ready? Very good. I'm happy. I told you, no? It's a nice story. I'm happy that some people enjoy it. I share nice stories with you. Madhav also wrote, "Beloved Babaji, this wonderful Sufi story is resounding in my heart." You like that? I will go on telling you stories. It's some magical stories. They're removing the blindfold from your eyes. It's very mystical, no? Because just a story is nothing. And still, something happened. Isn't that amazing? That's what I say. Things happen, I don't do anything. Very nice. This wonderful Sufi story is resounding in my heart. It reminded me of a Beatles song. Of a Beatles song? The Fool on the Hill, which has always fascinated me. Yeah, because you are the fool on the hill. Just wait, as you go deeper, the memories will come up. And you will remember, it was me, the fool on the hill. Lily also loves this song and likes to talk about this fool who was not a fool at all. I always wanted to ask you about this song, and yesterday you answered me. Everything is happening, Madhav, you see? Without even asking. Isn't it nice? They say, ask and you will be answered. Knock and the door should be open. No, you don't even need to ask, it will be answered. That's my approach. Lazy man's guide to enlightenment. Thank you, beloved, for guiding us, opening our eyes in this most beautiful caravanserai, love Madhav. P.S. I will have this song with me in satsang. If it's your and Lily's song, then we have to play it then. No, John Lennon, he missed out the other day. At least the whole gang is coming together now. Day after day.
Alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
Beloved Swar, I'm just filled up with this beautiful energy from satsang. I love just to be in your presence. I will anyway try to put some words down about something you could talk about. If you could comment or say something about the following: the balance on the spiritual path between being soft, relaxed, natural, and the structure, discipline. Love, Rashid. The balance on the spiritual path between being soft, relaxed, natural, and of structure. Discipline. There was a big bumblebee. Do you see the big bumblebee one? Huh? Do you think he has problems like that? Huh? That big bumblebee, he just went bzzz. You think he has those kind of problems? No, it's just something, huh?
Just kind of in my day-to-day life, outside retreat, with us.
Yeah. But I will try to talk, but then I first have to the balance on the spiritual path between being soft, relaxed, natural, and structured. First, there is no really spiritual path for me, because it's just deep path. Already the mind is dividing, no? From this and that, spiritual and not spiritual, materialistic and spiritual, good and bad. So that is the first. Then is already starting with the split. That's not how it is in reality. It is, just is. Life is. It's a natural life. And the natural life, you have spirit and you have material. So it's both. You can't choose. You are half spirit, half material. No? You are both. You can't split it. So the problem, the balance on the spiritual part. So normally people spiritual, they are like, I'm so sensitive. Oh, I'm the spiritual, and you are down there. You are still there. Oh my God! No, I don't get into that. You are both. Be natural, relaxed. Otherwise, they always have this competition going, and then I'm more spiritual. I can do this. I'm psychic, I'm a healer, I can do this, I can die, and I've been meditating. I'm an old sannyasin. Huh? Yeah, I can see the moss on your ass. I have to destroy all that. You know, these spiritual people are some of the worst people. Because it's just an idea. You, it's just be natural. For me, that is to be spiritual is to be natural. It's just the real people. The real people, then you accept all. So, first, everything comes in to its right place when you're just becoming more real. So it's not the question of spiritual part, it's just the path, the pathless path. It stays there on the gate. That's my temple gate there, the pathless gate. No, you entering the pathless path, where do you go? Huh? First people look, where to go? Pathless path? Where? What? Is this a spiritual? And then slowly, slowly, something else starts happening. And you just enjoy being here, like you say. I'm just filled up with this beautiful energy from satsang. Huh? It's just beautiful energy. This I can relate more to. Why call it spiritual? It's just beautiful, it's just love, it's just feel happy. I just forget myself. This is more my language. Okay. The balance on the spiritual part between being soft, relaxed, natural, and of structure, discipline. Again, this is how it is in the beginning, because it's split. No? How to be soft and how to function in the world if I'm going to be soft, relaxed, and then structure, discipline. The mind can never figure out that. Then you will have to try and try and try. The only way is that I know is that when everything collapses. Everything has to collapse. Then out of that collapse, when you allow that, then a new order will arise that you have nothing to do with. And that you can't really talk about. It happens. That is the trust. To allow yourself to be rearranged. To allow yourself to become reborn. Because first you have to make effort. It's not this or that. You cannot choose. Ordinary, you have to do all the effort you can, and then out of the effort, effortlessness happens. So it's not opposites, they go together. Effort, it's helping with the effortlessness. And out of effortless, then action come. Action, no action. You can't do, if you are there do action, then it will always be problem because you are doing it. How to be more sensitive, how to be this. So it's just the neck. It's very difficult to talk about it. When you get out of the way, then things happen by itself. If you are not involved, don't you think life will still happen? If you don't have to decide? Try it. That's my invitation. If you stop doing, you think you will die then? Try it. Just stop. Then you feel hungry, you go and eat. Good. No, I feel full in my belly. I want to lay down. Happening. Oh no, I have rested. No, I go for a walk. Nice. You need to plan that. just follow the flow. But if you are not in tune with the flow, then you think you have to plan that. You are always being so much in charge that you can't understand how it is to just let life live through you. Not that you trying to organize life. You are too little, you will never make it. You use all the energy, totally waste of time. Get out of your own way. But it is a together, being soft, relaxed, natural, and structure, discipline. True discipline, true structure comes from this relaxed space. Just as I was talking to with Mudini, when everything, in spite of the fear, in spite of trying to keep it together, something happens. And it is happening more and more around here. Then a new order comes that is very exciting. Where does it come from? Nobody knows. It is there already. But you have to get out of the way. They work together. It's not opposite. It's like in the brain, you have left hemisphere and right hemisphere. Do you think they are against each other? No. It's just that we have choose much more one side. It's like east and west. And the left side of the brain and the right side of the brain, that is also like east and west. One is more the mystical, the wise part. And one is more the doing, the thinking part. But you have to know both of them. Then they function very beautiful. If you only use one part, like we have done in the West, made very beautiful outside, big houses and cities and cars and computers, but you have forgotten the mystical part, no? Too much doing. In the East has been more the mystical. No, the whole world is getting more like the West. But both together, then there is balance then. And true order comes from the depth. So if it comes from the mystical side, the silent side, the beautiful side, then all action will be beautiful. If it comes from the mental side, the doing side, then all action will be more restless, ugly, confused. Because it's more shallow. So the more and more trust you get in life, the more things will just happen. That is what it is like they talk about beyond duality, no? Oneness, the Tao. The Tao is, they've always been talking about that. You have to forget right and wrong, spiritual, non-spiritual, doing and non-doing. Just relax, become ordinary. Then out of that natural space, everything will appear, everything will flow. But you can practice, because to feel that, since we have forgotten it, that's how, why Osho designed this dynamic meditation, for example. Is you bring the effort to the maximum. And when you bring the effort to the maximum, then automatically you will change into effortlessness. If you go running for a few kilometers, then you will feel very good to take rest. But if you haven't exhausted yourself, then it can be very difficult. So you have to see. So in the beginning, to get in tune with it, that's the whole thing, to bring into an effort. Breathe and then relax. Dance and then relax. Then when you start getting the knack of it, then getting friends with this relaxation, then it will be more and more there. You don't need to do so much effort to get to the effortless. But in the beginning, effort is needed. And many people, they have different parts. You don't need to do any effort. Yeah, that is also true, but in the beginning you need to make the effort. If you start with doing no effort, you will stay as stupid as you are. So both is needed. You just have to see that effort can bring you into effortlessness. It's not opposite. You can choose. The balance on the spiritual path between being soft, relaxed, natural, and structured, disciplined. My suggestion is always get more and more soft, natural, relaxed, and then it will become a new structure, a new discipline out of that. And that will be a whole new structure, it will be a whole new discipline. It won't be a hard discipline, it will be a very sensitive discipline. It will be much more in tune with you, but you can only get in tune with that by becoming more soft, more sensitive, more flexible, more relaxed. The old Lao Tzu, he says, the master doesn't try to be powerful. Thus, he is truly powerful. The ordinary man keeps reaching for power. Thus, he never has enough. One who knows, he doesn't try to be powerful. Thus, he is truly powerful. He doesn't even know that he is powerful. He's just in tune. But the ordinary man, the stupid man, keeps reaching for power. Thus, he never have enough. He always wants something more. He doesn't see what he really has. He's always grasping for something more. And that's why nobody has ever enough, no matter how much they get. The master doesn't try to be powerful. Thus he is truly powerful. The ordinary man keeps reaching for power. Thus he never has enough. The master does nothing, yet he leaves nothing undone. The master does nothing, yet he never leaves anything undone. Doesn't make sense, but it makes total sense when you're in the flow. Because you don't need to do anything. So he leaves nothing undone. Whatever he does or don't do is perfect. Because he has no idea that he should do this or that. The ordinary man is always doing things, yet many, many more things are left to be done. That is how it is for the whole world. The ordinary man is always doing things, yet many more are left to be done. No matter how much you do, is always much more to be done. And people are always busy. But they are not busy, they just think, they're just slave of the mind. That they have to do something and we have to get it done. Things can still get done, just relax. Then you take the whole poof out of it. It's not this stress anymore. It's not this tension that you have to do it. It still happens. The kind man does something, yet something remains undone. The just man does something and leaves many things to be done. The moral man does something, and when no one responds, he rolls up his sleeves and uses force. This is the different people that do different things, but they all do something. When the Tao is lost, there is goodness. When goodness is lost, there is morality. When morality is lost, there is ritual. Ritual is the husk of true faith, the beginning of chaos. When Tao is lost, when you have lost touch with existence, if you are in that space, then everything is like it is. Then the next is goodness. Then you're a little bit outside. Then it's just goodness. When goodness is gone, there is morality. Now you have to start thinking, making rules, being moral. When morality is lost, there is ritual. No, only ritual. When ritual is gone, then you can start believing. And that is the beginning of chaos, says Lao Tzu. Who knows about what he is up to? Therefore, the master concerned himself with the depths and not with the surface, with the fruit and not the flower. He has no will on his own. He dwells in reality and let all illusions go. Therefore, the master concerns himself with the depths and not with the surface. Because in the depths there is quiet. In the depths there is maturity. In the depths there is peace. If you go on the surface, that means that which always change. That is the restlessness. That is the mind. All the thoughts. All the time new thought, all the time new emotions, all the time changing. If you stay there, you will just get seasick, go to the depth. But very few people go to the depth. Therefore, the master concerns himself with the depths and not the surface, with the fruit and not the flower. Why should you concern yourself with the flower if you have the fruit? You are happy eating the fruit. He dwells in reality and let all illusions go. So there is no separation. Just be natural, relax. And the best place to relax is here, Rashid, no? I always love the Taoists. Because they were just natural people. And they had also many different names, like the Sufis we talked about yesterday, the forest dwellers, the river people, the natural ones. They were just in tune with existence. Making no fuss. Enjoying the strawberries. And a little walk. For the West, it is very difficult to understand this, that you can have power and strength without doing anything. But the inner world is like that. There's totally different laws than the outside. That is the whole... Wait, no. She has to wait. That's the whole idea behind Tai Chi and things like Aikido. Even in the physical world, when you have touched that, it can become very beautiful. Like, it was a beautiful man, Ueshiba Sensei in Japan, who started Aikido. And he came across that from his mystical side. He started moving, and no matter how strong people were where they were attacking, instead of going hard against hard, which everybody will do, because you will stop the attack, you will be stronger, you will be more violent. But he was in tune with existence, with himself, and totally relax. So he found a way just to move that he took the energy when they attack. And that is the whole principle that became Aikido. And all the master, it doesn't matter what you would call it. That's why you have these fantastic stories from Kung Fu master, from Tai Chi master. Because they had learned that there was no fear anymore. In fear, then you go brute force against brute force. It's a fight. That is the Western approach. It's hard against hard. That is just stupidity. Another thing is, if somebody attack, it means that they are angry, they are violent. And if they are angry, if they are violent, that means they are unconscious. It's impossible to be angry and conscious. It's impossible. You can act angry, but then it's a totally different level. And if you are angry, if you attack, it means that you are unconscious. So if you are aware, it's very easy to take that energy. If you are also afraid, then you want to protect. So all these people, they are really, really deep meditators, have gone very deep in themselves. Then they can use that even as an art, physical art. If somebody is angry attacking you, it means that he's not present, he's angry. He's confused with his anger, with his violence. It's impossible. Why should you be angry if you are at peace with yourself, if you are conscious? It's impossible. Why should you want to hurt somebody else? So then, out of that awareness, it's very easy to take his energy. So in fact, you could thank him, because he's giving a lot of energy to you. So Ushiba, he just took this energy and throw them. He used his own energy, but they come. And the harder they attack, the further he throw them. Very simple. He didn't want to play that game. He was doing his own little dance. And you have many, many stories like that. But then you have to be conscious then. I always loved this Ushiba sensei because he had that knack. And then people are trying to practice, but you can't practice that. It is a knack. Or maybe it happens after very, very long practice. But if you have that feeling inside, then you understand it. Because it has to do with awareness. You can't learn awareness. You can learn the technique, but it comes from the inside. And that's why he became a master. He was a little guy and he could throw, it doesn't matter how big they were. You can't understand that with the mind. You understand hard against hard, but you don't understand when something hard comes, you can be more powerful with softness. And that's exactly what the Taoist says, what the mystic says. The softest substance in the world overcomes the hardest. And many times I told you, know how just a little flower, one grass stroke, can come up through the asphalt. You can see some places, the flower, the straw, the grass is coming up through the asphalt. How can this little thing go up? Because it's the life force. It just happens. And water is much stronger than the rock. Slowly, slowly, it takes more time. Look in the river, how nice the rocks are. First they were very sharp. But no, they are stuck there, the old rock. Old rock, you don't have legs to move, no. The water is doing its thing. Slowly, slowly, it becomes smooth like a baby butt. Very nice, round. The water just did its thing. That is patience, no? And for the water is effortless. He doesn't think about it, it just happens. That is how Tao is. Just relax, everything happens. Beloved Swaha, I read a word of wisdom every morning, one for each day of the year. Today, this is the word. What is to be closed must be first opened. What is to be weakened must first be straightened. What is to be destroyed must first be promoted. What is to be rejected must first be grasped. The soft overcomes the hard. The weak overcomes the strong. Lao Tzu. This, beloved, is not just a nice ancient word of wisdom from the East. It is your everyday practical way of working with us. I love the way you work. I love your love. Chandri. I know, Chandri. It's good now. You have seen through it now, Chandri, how I work with you, and you love it now. That is how it is when you start getting in tune with the Master, then you understand. And that's how the easiest way, the Master is in tune with the Tao. When you become in tune with the Master, you're in tune with the Tao, then you love the work. It is just that is the thing. People can read about Lao Tzu, but they don't understand Lao Tzu. This is happening. It's very beautiful, Chandra. You saw it. The old Lao Tzu. You brought him back now. This, beloved, is not just a nice ancient word of wisdom from the East. It is your everyday practical way of working with us. Yes, it is. What is to be closed must first be opened. But it's a bad translation, but he means, or the translator didn't understand, what can you expect from ordinary people trying to translate Lao Tzu? What is to be closed must first be opened. You first have to open up everything, air out everything, and then you can get peace. The soft overcomes the hard, the weak overcomes the strong. That the mind doesn't understand, only the heart. The gentlest thing in the world overcomes the hardest thing in the world. That which has no substance enters where there is no space. This shows the value of non-action. The gentlest thing in the world overcomes the hardest thing in the world. Teaching without words, performing without actions, that is the Master's way. And blessed are those who understand the ways of the Master. Teaching without words. Om Shanti.